Dear tourist, dear pilgrim, you are now standing before one of the most remarkable places in our church. In front of you is a round stone well, complete with an authentic brick lining, a bucket, and a wooden windlass. What makes this place truly unique is the fact that this is the only well in Europe located inside a church. You may be wondering how it happened that someone decided to place a well inside this beautiful temple. Historical records tell us that this so-called Tatar Well, for that is its name, was carved out beneath the church in the year 1529, during the reconstruction of the church from a purely sacred building into a fortified church. Those were dangerous and unsettled times. Much of Europe was preparing to defend itself against the Turkish invasion. Pskov, being a defensive town and an important border fortress, recognized the need to strengthen the church. At that time, among other changes, the steep gabled roof was replaced with a flat roof where cannons could be positioned. A granary was also built, and the well was uncovered from beneath the church foundations. During a siege, all the townspeople could take shelter inside the church and survive thanks to the drinking water drawn from this well. The knights defending the town could also move in and out of the church through underground passages, drawing the water they needed. Fortunately, throughout the history of Pskov, this well never had to fulfill the purpose for which it was intended. There are no records of events in which the people of our town were forced to seek refuge within the church walls from an invading enemy. Yet for more than 630 years, the walls of this place, the Church of St. John the Evangelist, have provided shelter in the struggle against the most cunning enemy of all, sin. It is here that generations of Pskov's inhabitants have overcome evil through the holy sacraments and encountered the living God in prayer, the one who sanctifies their everyday lives. This well is also a beautiful opportunity to recall the gospel meeting at the well, the conversation between Christ and the Samaritan woman, in which Jesus revealed himself as the giver of the living water. From Jesus, each of us may receive this water of life, the water that brings eternal life to the human soul. Therefore, as you continue your journey through our church, let your next steps lead you toward the tabernacle. There, before the main altar, entrust yourself and all your loved ones to Jesus, even in a brief prayer, and ask him, just as the Samaritan woman did at the well, to give you also the water of life.